The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Sproul, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to this Monday broadcast on August 16th. And we've got a message. I want to talk about some situations that have occurred over the past weekend that has made major headlines. And we've entitled this one, Earth Continues to Travail. Earth Continues to Travail. And while we are hopping on here live, we want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. And if this is your first time joining us, again, please let us know in the comment section below where you guys are indeed joining us from. We always love to hear where you guys are tuning in from. And if this is your first time, again, let us know in the comment section below on Facebook Live. So again, Earth continues to travail in birth pangs. Of course, right there on your screen, Haiti was hit by a magnitude 7.2 earthquake. That is the major, one of the major headlines that made headlines over the past, over this weekend. But before we get to that, I want to talk about other things that are going on and has been continuing to go on this year in 2021. Listen to this. Over 920 people have been killed, and the number is probably much higher than that, but that has been officially documented. Over 920 people have been killed in floods and landslides in just July of 2021. Again, let me say that again, over 920 people in just the month of July have been killed in floods and landslides in the month of July alone. According to Flood List, they recorded 124 flood events across 385 locations, in more than 20 countries just in the month of July alone. Flooding alone has caused widespread devastation and some of the worst disasters on record. Homes and livelihoods have been completely decimated. And again, that's just, we're just talking about floods alone. But according to this report, we also see that wildfires have erupted across the globe, and they have impacted places like Italy, America, Russia, Turkey, and even Israel has now been included in this list. In fact, on our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, we shared about a major wildfire broke out in portions of Israel, and which produced ashes and smoke that was even visible over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And some rabbis called it apocalyptic. They called it a biblical sign or an omen or a harbinger. So again, what am I talking about? I'm talking about disasters, unprecedented, record-breaking, historical, that continue to ravage the earth. And we've got some scriptures I want to show you here in just a little bit. Then we get to the earthquakes. On July 29th, let me pull this back out here for a second. On July 29th, 2021, Alaska, off the coast of Alaska, they saw a magnitude 8.2 earthquake that was officially documented as one of the strongest earthquakes in decades. And then just a few short days later, on the 11th of August, and a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck in the Philippines and even caused a tsunami warning to be generated. Then one day later, on the 12th of August, a powerful magnitude 7.5 earthquake rattled the South Sandwich Islands region. Again, a magnitude 7.5. And then 2 days following that, on the 14th of August, again, this past weekend, which again on the 14th of August, this past Saturday, back-to-back magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck off of Alaska's peninsula region. And then, of course, we know the magnitude 7.2 earthquake, the one that has made headlines right now and still continuing, the death toll continues to go up and up, that struck Haiti. In fact, the latest report indicates that the death toll has climbed upward and over. Now, again, this at the time of this, it is nearly 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday, August 16th. We're seeing a death toll of around nearly 1,300, and they expect this, and it probably already has went up even further, even beyond the time of us filming this or time, by the time you watch this, but they're expecting it to go much larger. This earthquake was so powerful that it turned structures into rubble and set off frantic rescue efforts that, again, was felt, the impact of this was felt across the Caribbean. Over 5,700 people have been recorded injured from this earthquake. Many, if not thousands, have been displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to wait out in the open amid oppressive heat for help from overloaded hospitals. And then, so you got all this, and now the same area, guys, is hunkering down as they are awaiting a tropical depression, probably turning into a tropical storm, that is predicted to strike Haiti tonight. Tonight, the U.S. National Hurricane Center warned that although Grace had weakened from tropical storm strength to Sunday, again, we don't know. This is all rapidly changing. It's posing a threat to bring heavy rain, flooding, and landslides to an already decimated region. This is unbelievable. One report, the USGS is reporting that they're estimating that there could be literally thousands upon thousands of fatalities, even tens of thousands of injuries. And they said, quote, high casualties are probable and the disaster is likely widespread, according to a statement from the agency that was released an hour after the earthquake even took place. They went on to say that, quote, past events with this type of alert level have required a national or international level response. Now, again, that was on the 14th of August. So I want to stress this. You had this 8.2, 7.2, 7.5, 7.0, 7.2. And then today we had a magnitude 7.0 that was downgraded by the USGS to a 6.9 that again struck south of the South Sandwich Islands regions. In fact, I could go through all this, but I'm not. But there has been at least 18 earthquakes of a magnitude 6.0 or greater just in the past 6 days alone. So what are we talking about? We're talking about birth pangs, travail. I want to show you some more stuff here. All right, let me give you a scripture. This is in the book of Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20. Listen what the prophet said. Again, this is Isaiah 24, verse 20. He says, quote, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. Some translations talk about, in other translations of this verse, they say the earth shall stagger back and forth like a drunkard and shall totter like a hut. Now, listen to the next part, quote, its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. That is Isaiah 24, verse 20. It seems to me that the prophet foresaw something in the future. He saw a sequence of events and that would cause the actual earth to reel to and fro, or they would stagger. It would shake. It would rock. The earth would shake like a drunkard, and it shall totter like a hut. And he tells you why. Because of the transgressions that shall be upon it. Let me give you some other verses here. This is in Matthew 24, 7 and Luke 21, verses 10 and 11. It's right there on your screen. This is what the Messiah said in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, plural tense, in various places. Other translations say in diverse locations or various locations. And in Luke 21, verses 10 and 11, and then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various or diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Again, that's Luke 21, 10 and 11. So what's happening? What we're seeing, guys, right there on your screen, for you guys that are visually watching this, Facebook, YouTube, if you're watching this, there is a picture on your screen of a woman who is pregnant, who is about to give birth, and in her hand is a clock, and it is nearing the midnight hour on the clock. And I believe all through scriptures, Old and New Testament, especially in the New Testament, the Messiah and the apostles spoke of the end times, events that would happen in the end times, and how they were directly correlated with, and they gave you an illustration of it being depicted as birth pangs in a woman in trimester. Listen to this again, Mark 13, 8. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. Look at the next verse that we've underlined for you here. These are the beginnings of sorrows. Again, the Greek word sorrows here is a word meaning travail, or the beginning of birth pangs. And then, of course, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 22 and 2 through 23, and that again is on your screen, and you can see this. He tells us that the entire earth and its creation, as we get closer to the revealing of the Messiah from heaven, as we get closer to the return of the Son of Man, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the manifestation of the sons of God, I believe that's the remnant, the manifestation of his ecclesia, his latter day church in the last days. He says in Romans 8, 22 through 23, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs. These, again, direct indications, direct correlations with birth pangs of a woman in travail giving birth. And he says, I believe this is what he was telling us. I believe the Apostle Paul was saying that the closer we get to this thing wrapping up, you're going to begin to notice that not only will earth itself begin to groan in labor, but the creation itself will groan in labor. But look at this. Not only that, Romans 8, 22 and 23, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. In other words, guys, listen to me, and I'm going to close this segment right here. That tells me if you are watching this segment, you're listening to this broadcast today, and you are born again, saved, and sealed and filled with the Holy Spirit of promise living on the inside of you, you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you are going to know by the Spirit of God when, come on, the Messiah is about to return. Now, listen, don't even send me no emails and messages and all that stuff about no man knows the day or the hour. Listen, I know that we're not giving you a date. We're not stamping a timeline. We're telling you he told us that we would know the times and the seasons of his return. And I believe the closer that we edge closer to this, the breaking of the eastern sky, the splitting of the eastern sky, and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the closer we get to that miraculous and marvelous event, I believe that not only will creation begin to testify and creation begin to sound the bells and the alarms, which we're seeing right now, the earthquakes, the floods, the fires, and looks like we're about to go back to war in the Mideast. There's your wars and rumors of wars and nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. He said, all these things are the beginnings of sorrows, travail, birth pangs. Listen to me. Not only will creation testify of these things, but I believe something on the inside of you is going to begin to yearn even greater and an even more stronger level. Why? Because we know that we're about to see the redemption of our bodies. For this mortal must put off mortality and put on immortality in a moment, in a twinkling, come on, of the atomos, of a twinkling of an eye. We shall be changed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, this is no time to get anxious. This is no time to get worried. This is no time to be fearful, but this is a time to get your house in order, get yourself right with God. If you're backslid, you're not right with God, you're not in a place where you should be, repent, get right with God, get back on track, and begin, come on, to warn others. Sound the alarm and be the watchman that God has called you to be in your family, in your community, in your church, at your job, and wherever he has put the soles of your feet to be at. It's time to be the watchman we're called to be and begin to warn the church, the ecclesia, that the Lord Jesus Christ has not forsaken us. He's not forgot about us. Come on. But he knows exactly what he's doing. No man knows the day nor the hour, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Guys, the Father is in control. The Father has everything planned. The Father knows the times and seasons. And when the fullness of time has come, according to the book of Ephesians, he shall gather, come on, those in heaven and in earth unto himself. Amen. Come on, somebody. So listen, this is what we need you to do today. Two things. One, we need you to share this. We need to share this with people that are lost, people that need to get right with God, people that are backslid, those people that you work with, those people in your family, those people in your name, whatever the case may be, whoever you have, God has positioned you to have influence over and around. You need to share the gospel with them. And sometimes, listen, the reason why we do this is because many people, they don't know how to witness. And again, one of the greatest things you can use to witness to somebody is Bible prophecy. You can pull up your laptop, you can pull up your phone, you can pull up news, you can pull up all those headlines, and you can put them right beside a Bible and begin to show them these scriptures that we put up here on the screen for you and say, look at this. This is exactly what this talked about. And this is what the prophet said. And this is what the Messiah said. And this is what the apostle said. And you can put that in front of them and give them the tools they need to begin to open the eyes of their understanding and reveal to them the need and necessity and urgency to get right with God. For today is a day into salvation. So we want you to do that. Here's something else we want you to do. We want you, if you have not yet subscribed to our main website, please do that right now. Go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. go there, subscribe to our website, and download our free app. Again, the app is absolutely free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. All you got to do is when you go to those, either the Apple store or the Android store, type, do not type in ETH. Type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to see it come up. Download it. It's free. Push yes to push notifications, and you will be notified of all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as anytime we release new broadcasts like this one today, when we launch it on our podcast network, it'll notify you. It'll be available for you to listen to at the bottom or to watch. Listen or watch. So you have the choice to whatever you would, however you like to hear the latest messages, you'll have that choice to do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, please do that today. Listen, all of our messages are free. Our subscription base is free. Our app is free. Everything is free for you. We don't want to charge you anything, but here's what we want. Listen, if you've been blessed and encouraged and informed and equipped and encouraged by our ministry on a week-to-week basis, And you stand behind what we believe in our mission statement to inform the lost and inform the church of the times and seasons in which we're living in. If you believe in what we're doing, we want to give you the opportunity to partner with us. And you can do that either two ways. You can do it electronically by going to your app down at the bottom, going to the website. You're going to see places that says support, partner, donate. They're all over the website. You can do that. Or you can get by check or money order, and you can make that out to right there on your screen. Or if you're listening by podcast, make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out on this Monday to come on here. Listen, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. I know we're in Teshuvah. We're still praying. We're still into agreement. And we're still believing for breakthroughs, healings, miracles, all that. We're still doing that, but we've got a lot on our plate. We've got some stuff that I want to talk about, some new policies that YouTube has put into place that absolutely affects the church. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the situation in Afghanistan. We're going to talk about that. So we've got a lot on our plate this week. So buckle up. The birth pangs are increasing. Things are heating up, and we need to be prepared accordingly. Come on, y'all believe that? So let me pray real quick before we close this broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you'd bless your people today. Bless those that are watching today. Bless those that are listening today. I ask that your favor would be poured out upon them. Lord, that you'd bless the works of their hands to prosper, that you would meet their needs. Lord, we stand in agreement with all the needs of the people that are watching, listen today. There's people that need a healing in their body. There's people that need deliverance today. There's people that need restoration today, reconciliation today. There's people that need wisdom. They need answers. They need direction. Lord, there's people that has loved ones in the hospital that are bedridden with viruses and sicknesses and diseases. And Lord, we just stand on your holy word, and we come into agreement with what your word says over this situation. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the assignments of hell, and we come into agreement with the assignments of heaven and your word over their lives and over their families tonight. And we pray it today, and we seal this today in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, God bless you today. Again, thank you so much for coming on today and this afternoon. We will be back on here tomorrow, Lord willing, and we'll have another great segment for you guys to be a part of. So we love you guys. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.